In studio with Jeremy Hotz performing tonight, tomorrow night over at the Improv at Fantasy Springs. You got what? Two shows tonight or three shows?
One show, man. What
one
are you
show.
Doing? Adding shows. I'm doing one show tonight and two tomorrow.
Two tomorrow. That's right.
And see, then I'm driving home. Come on. I put my time in. I show up at the radio. The guy adds shows right in front of the promoter, too. Shut up. What are you doing?
I was hoping you'd get you a bonus, you know? See?
See, I'm looking out for you here.
I'll do the one show. Thank you. Let's move on to the questions.
The game. It's three questions with a comedian. We've got ourselves four different contestants. We've got Adam G., Deirdre, Adam, and Harold. Depending on how Jeremy Hotz answers each of these questions, will depend on which one of you is going to win the live album from Trapped. Okay, so Adam G., if he gets one right, you win. Deirdre, two. Adam, three. Harold, if he gets none of them right, you win. Are you
Harold,
guys ready?
Harold, you got a very good chance.
All right, let's get one right.
Okay, now here's the deal. We're gonna use the same questions that we used the last time we had the hot chick in here when we did three questions with a hot chick. Okay.
Oh man.
So you may be familiar with some of these questions.
Who was the hot chick?
Was it Jen Brewster last
one? Hot.
She was hot and she was a chick. We're pretty basic around here.
Wait, did you guys? Wait a second.
Getting chick is hot to you.
She was hot and
she was
a chick.
It depends on how they're sitting. I don't know.
Is she in an envelope right now, fellas? That's what I'm asking you. Did you fold her up and put her in an envelope? You should be arrested.
Let's go with question number
one. It's not against the law to put someone in an envelope. It's simply frowned upon. Just so you know.
Here we go. It was introduced in 1946, banned by beauty pageants, and named after a bombing target. What is it? Is it A, the girdle, B, the miniskirt, or C, the bikini?
It's the girdle. Next question.
The girdle would be incorrect. Oh. It means Adam, he's not going to get them all right. Sorry, brother. You're out of there. Okay.
I answered that very confidently. I'll just have you know.
It was the bikini, named after the Bikini Volcano Islands.
Oh, yeah. Well, so right. Big deal. You looked it up on the internet. Next question.
Who said...
You're not smarter than me. Just ask the question.
I can't wear a pink shirt to work. Everybody wears white shirts. I'm not popular enough to be different. Was it... Our President George Bush, mm-hmm. Homer Simpson, mm-hmm. or David Letterman?
It was David Letterman.
Yeah, there you go.
And that is actually Homer Simpson.
Oh. I was right.
So I'm sorry, Deirdre.
Oh.
Sorry, Deirdre.
Here we are.
His name, by the way. Anyway.
We're down to the final two. We've got Adam G. We've got Harold. Harold, if he gets this one,
Harold,
wrong,
you have a very good chance of winning this, my friend.
No. Okay, let me answer the question.
Who's this guy? Who was that guy?
Is that Adam?
Yeah.
Adam, I can tell by your voice you know nothing. Ask the question.
Oh, man.
Ask the question.
Here we go. 1990.
Right. Yes.
What modification was made to denim jeans mm-hmm. in an attempt to increase sales?
Okay.
Was it adding cuffs,
mm-hmm.
dipping them in beer,
mm-hmm.
or blasting them full of holes with a shotgun?
Blasting them full of holes with a shotgun.
That would be the correct answer.
Right
there. Harold, I'm sorry, man. Adam, you did it.
Adam won.
Adam won.
I'm changing my answer. Bring Harold back on the phone. I don't like Adam.
Adam, you scored. We're going to hook you up with that live album from Trapped. Jeremy Hotz, thank you for stopping by and playing with us. I know you got a lot of stuff to
do
today.
Thanks.
Check him out tonight at the Improv over at the Fantasy Springs.